About specifically the issue of bracha achrona on a hot drink. If a person drinks something hot and they can't drink it all at one shot, so do you recite a bracha achrona? If you have a hot coffee, do you recite a bracha achrona on it? In order to get there, though, in order to arrive at a reasonable halachic conclusion on that topic, there are a number of things that have to be discussed. First issue is, when it comes to food, how much time do you have to eat a kezayis of food in order to be chayiv in bracha achrona? So that seems pretty clear in some reishiyot and shulchan aruch. We assume that all the poskim assume that the shir is kedei achilas pras. The shir kedei achilas pras, when it comes to bracha achrona, does not appear in shas. It does not even really appear in rishonim. But all the later poskim seem to accept that the shir of kedei achilas pras is the shir for bracha achrona. It does appear in Shas in other areas. For example, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, that's very, very clear in Shas that a person is only chayiv for achila in Yom HaKippurim if they eat a shir of a koseves hagasa b'kedei achilas pras, and the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras of whatever, that's a machlok, as a pras of what, but b'kedei achilas pras, that's a halach in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. It's a halach in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, in Nigei Batin, that a bayis hamenuga is only metame, the clothing that the person is wearing, if he waits in the house long enough for a kedei achilas pras pas chitim. And it's a halacha, kedei achilas pras is a halacha in a number of different areas. There is a machlokas rishonim, whether a pras is gimel beitzim or dalet beitzim. Shulchan Aruch paskins both ways. He quotes both shitos, and in some interpretation, in Simon Tov Reshut Ches, he quotes only the Shita that says that it's Dalet Beitzim, and in Simon Tov Tes, in Hilchos Eruv Tchumin, he quotes only the Shita that says that it's Gimel Beitzim. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that he's Machmir, he holds that it's a suffix, so when it's Dinam Daraisa, he's going to be Machmir, and Dinam Darabanan, he's going to be Mekel. That's great. So that's the Din of Kedei Achilas Pras. But how do you measure a kedei achilas pras? So there is a phenomenal chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel. The Minchas Chinuch suggests that the way to measure kedei achilas pras of a food is by that food that you're eating. So if I want to know, am I obligated to recite a bracha achrona because I ate a kezayis of this food, I would have to figure out how long would it take me to eat a pras of this food. Now keep in mind, a pras is somewhere between 6 and 12 times the size of a kezayis. So if you eat really slowly, you could still get a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. That is what the Minchas Chinuch says. It all depends on the food that you're eating. So for example, he says, if you're eating cooked meat, you can eat it pretty quickly. If you're eating raw meat, it would take a lot longer to eat it. So the measurement of kedei achilas pras would be adjusted. And that's why, says the Minchas Chinuch, there's no Gemara or Halacha anywhere that tells us exactly how long a kedei achilas pras is. Because there's simply not enough ink and parchment in the world, Minchas Chinuch says, to write down the shir of kedei achilas pras for every single food known to humanity. So you have to figure out what the kedei achilas pras for an average person is on that food. Having said that, many, many poskim disagree with the Minchas Chinuch. There's a whole group of poskim that try to figure out exactly how long kedei achilas pras is. For example, the Chasam Sofer in Etshuvin Chelek Vav Likutim Simit HaZayin says kedei achilas pras is 9 minutes. He has an interesting raya from a Gemara in Maseches Krisus Daf Yud Gimel and Maseches Shabbos Daf Lamed Hey. He says 9 minutes. Chaznish writes in Kuntros HaShiurim in Os Yud Ches, at the end of Kuntros HaShiurim, Chaznish writes that seems highly unreasonable to him, that it's going to be 9 minutes. Does it really take that long? Rav Sturmbach, for example, writes in Etshuvah and Etshuvah that he's tried it many times. He sat down with a loaf of bread that's the size of a pras, whatever it is, 4 beitzim, let's say, and he's eaten normally. And he found that at max 5 minutes it takes to finish a pras of bread. So the Chasam Sofer, while it's a very interesting thing, because while he's been rejected by pretty much all the poskim, but he's the Chasam Sofer. So they all recommend the Chachila, if possible, to be Choshish for his opinion. Even though no one understands it and no one agrees with it. But Rav Meisha writes it doesn't make any sense. Rav Sturmbach writes it doesn't make any sense. The Chasnish writes it doesn't make any sense. So no one agrees with it, But he's the Chassam Sofer. So because he's the Chassam Sofer, they say, you know, on Yom Kippur, you tell the Cholah, eat Pachos Mikashir every 9 minutes. Where do they get the 9 minutes? Chassam Sofer. More likely, it's somewhere between 4 and 5 minutes, is the Shir of Kedei Achilus Pras. But the very notion that you would even have a discussion of what is the Shir of Kedei Achilus Pras implies that there is a Shir of Kedei Achilus Pras, that it does not adjust. Now that brings us to drinks. Do drinks also have this halacha of Kedei Achilus Pras? So this is a machlokas, Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam holds that the shear that within which you need to finish your revius of liquid is Kedei Revius. You need to finish a revius of liquid in the amount of time that it takes to drink a revius of liquid. And only then would you be chayiv in a bracha achrona. The Ravid disagrees. And the Ravid says, no, Kedei Achilus Pras suffices. Now, the greatest raya that the Ravid has is that there is an explicit Gemara in Krisos Daf Yud Gimel that talks about a person who drinks something tameh. He drinks a chatzi revius of something tameh, goes to the mikvah, then drinks another chatzi revius of that something tameh, and the Gemara says if he from the time he took the first drink till the time he took the second drink, it was all bikdei achilas pras. We're mitzarev the two shtios. We're mitzarev the two drinkings. So it's explicit in the Gemara that it's kedei achilas pras. So Beis Yosef is bothered by this. How could the Rambam go against an explicit Gemara? He says it must be the Rambam holds that that's just a chumra in Hilchos Tumma. So in Shulchan Aruch quotes both deos, but he seems to assume that the Shitas HaRambam is correct. That what's the shear within which you have to finish your revius of a drink in order to say a bracha achrona? Bikadei revius, in the amount of time that it takes to drink a revius, drinking normally, not drinking rushed, drinking normally. Kama v'kama rayos. Rav Asher Weiss has in a tshuva that it's based on drinking normally, and this is how the Mishnah Berurah passes the Aruch HaShulchan. It's based on how you would drink normally, but how long it would take to drink a revius normally. So now we have two very different things. When it comes to eating a food, you only say a bracha achrona if you finish the food bikdei achilus pras, which is a massive amount of time relative to the kazayis that you're eating. But when it comes to a drink, according to the Rambam that we paskin like, you would have to finish the revius in the amount of time that it takes to drink exactly a revius, which is obviously a much shorter amount of time. So very different halachos for food and for drink, which begs the question, how do we decide what's a food and what's a drink? Is soup, for example, a food or a drink? Is yogurt or ice cream a food or a drink? Is drink defined by anything that does not require chewing? In which case, yogurt and ice cream, right? You don't chew yogurt or ice cream. Ice cream, you can't even, right? Is drink defined as something that does not require chewing? Or is food defined as anything that doesn't pour? So this itself is a machlokas haposkim. The Stipler, in a tshuva that's quoted in the Sefer Makara Bracha on page Kuf Yud, and some other poskim hold that it has that yogurt, ice cream, is a food, it's not a drink. However, the Be'er Moshe, which is the Debrit Sina Rav in Chelek Aleph Semir Aleph, Rav El Yashiv, quoted in the Sefer Vezos HaBracha, holds that yogurt, ice cream, have a din of a drink, not of a food. So this is a major machlokas. But as we've pointed out in the past, Rav Shechter has an entirely different approach to this issue. He thinks it doesn't depend on whether you chew it, it doesn't depend on whether it pours, it doesn't depend on any of this. It depends on whether it's a beverage or not. A beverage is a drink. Anything that you don't take as a beverage, when you look at the menu, if it wouldn't be on beverages, you know, like a soup would be in appetizers, wouldn't be in beverages, anything that's not defined as a beverage would not be a drink, would have a din of food, and very important, nafka mina la'alacha, in terms of bracha achrona. So therefore, if one has soup, you only need to have a kazayis of soup, b'kedei achilas pras, hot soup, b'kedei achilas pras, which is easy to do in order to be chayva bracha achrona. But a hot drink might be different. So that brings us to our question that we started with. When one is drinking a hot drink, or for that matter, a very cold drink, that you can't drink all that quickly, if the shear of bracha achrona is a revius, bikdei shtias revius, and normally if you were to have a glass of orange juice or a glass of soda, you would drink a revius in, I don't know, 5 seconds, so it's not going to happen on your coffee, it's not going to happen on your hot tea, it's not going to happen on your, what do they call those 7-Eleven drinks, on your Slurpee, right? It's not going to happen on those drinks. So pashtus, you would think, therefore there's no bracha achrona. However, there are three reasons, three snifim lahakel, that Rav Vazner quotes, and many other poskim as well, to suggest that maybe, I don't know if it's lahakel or lahachmir, but that they suggest that maybe you should recite a bracha achrona. Snif number one is, remember that minchas chinuch that we said, that maybe when we measure kedei achilas pras, it depends on the food that you're drinking. Well, maybe the same is true when you're measuring kedei revius. How long does it take to drink a revius? Not of orange juice or soda. How long does it take to drink a revius of whatever it is that you're drinking? So as long as you're drinking your coffee or tea or slurping normally, so that would be a revius. Because HDS revius, and would require a bracha achrona. So certainly, if you're passing like that minchas chinuch, certainly we should recite a bracha achrona. Rav Shachter does pass like that minchas chinuch as far as the halacha of eating matzah. That when it comes to matzah on Pesach, you're supposed to eat matzah, kazayis matzah, b'kedei achilas pras, in the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras. So some people try to eat it within a very short amount of time because a pras of bread can be eaten fairly quickly. Minchas chinuch would say, no rush, you only have to eat in the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras of matzah, not a pras of bread, because you measure by that food. So that's Rav Shachter thought that we should assume that way. But when it comes to the hot drink, Minchas Chinuch writes explicitly, however long it takes you to drink the hot drink. That's how we define Kedei Revius. Not everyone agrees with that Minchas Chinuch, as we've pointed out. The second sniff lahakel is the Shitas HaRaivid. The Shitas HaRaivid, as we said before, is that even when it comes to drinks, we don't measure by Kedei Achilas Pras, Kedei Shtias Revius, we measure by Kedei Achilas Pras. You measure based on how long it would take to eat a Pras, you could probably drink a hot drink, a Revius of a hot drink, in the amount of time that it takes to eat a Pras of pas lechem, of bread. However, Rav Asher Weiss doesn't like using the Raivid as a sniff lahakel because he says we don't pass in the Raivid, we pass in like the Rambam. I would just point out that it's not so pashut that we just, you know, directly pass like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch does quote the Shitas HaRaivid, and the Raivid is backed up by a Mefurash Gemara. Now, normally, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting two opinions. He's quoting two opinions for one of two reasons. Either he's paskening against the Rambam, because everyone goes against the Rambam, and he has so much respect for the Rambam, he has to quote the Rambam as a Yesh Omrim, even when he's paskening against him. Or he's paskening like the Rambam, but the other opinion is so compelling that it cannot be ignored. And that's what seems to be happening over there. He's paskening like the Rambam, but if you read the Beis Yosef, he's not at all comfortable with this Rambam, because it's against the Beferish Gemara. So I would think, at least as a Snif Lahakel, at least as a Svek Sveika, you know, maybe we pasken like the Minchas Chinuch, even if we don't pasken like the Minchas Chinuch, maybe we pasken like the Raivid, at least as a Svek Sveika, I would think that it would be able to be employed over here. Now it happens to be that Rav Vadi Yosef in the footnote, in Yichav Adas and Chedekei Simchav Aleph, has a whole discussion whether we would apply Svek Sveika Lahachmir in Hilchas Brachos. Can you say that when there's a Svek Sveika in Hilchas Brachos, that's going to be Mechayev you to recite a Bracha Achrona? We don't have time to go into it now, but he makes it totally on the Machlokas of whether Savik Darais, Machlokas Rambam Rashba, whether Savik Darais Luchumra is the Din Darais or Savik Darais Luchumra is the Din Darabanan. Because if you hold Savik Darais Luchumra is the Din Darabanan, then Svek Sveika Lakula is based on Savik Darabanan Lakula. If you hold Savik Darais Luchumra is the Din Darais, then Svek Sveika Lakula is based on Rove, the Shitas Rashba. But we don't have time to go into that right now. The third Snif Lahakel is the Shita of the Panim Iros and the Shiurei Knesset Sagadola, and Rav Vadi Yosef collects a couple of other achronim that hold this way, that this whole din of having to eat within a Kedei Achilas Pras, within a short amount of time, is a din in Yom Kippur. It's a din in Bayis HaMenuga. It's a din in other areas. It is not a din in Hilchos Bracha Achrona. That's why the Gemara never mentions it as a din in Hilchos Bracha Achrona. That, though, one could argue, has been roundly rejected by the poskim. We generally assume it is a din in Hilchos Bracha Achrona. So bottom line, Rav Asher Weiss is of the very strong opinion that one should not recite a Bracha Achrona if you drink a hot coffee and you drink the whole thing while it's hot. Mishnah Brura, also seems to assume that way, and Mishabura tells us that the best thing to do is to leave a revius at the end to cool down, wait till that part cools down, and then drink that really, really fast. It should be noted, there are some poskim that say that that eitzah doesn't work. Because if you're drinking a hot coffee and the derech is to drink it hot, it's considered shelo kederech achila when you wait for it to cool down. And therefore, it's not mechayiv a bracha at all when it's shelo kederech achila. A little bit of a chiddush, right? I would think that it's still considered derech achila. People drink lukewarm coffee when they're desperate enough for the caffeine, and people drink iced coffee. And they drink coffee at all different temperatures. But that is the suggestion of the Mishnah Berurah. However, there are many poskim that assume that one would recite a bracha achrona. Rav Vosner is quoted in many places, and he has a tshuva in Shevet HaLevi like this. Sefer Vezosa Bracha says Rav Eliashiv holds this way. In Orchos Rabbeinu it says that the Chazanish and the Stipler held this way, that as long as you finish the revius within a kedei achilas pras, as long as you get it within a kedei achilas pras, where you can then apply both the Minchas Chinuch and the Shitas Arayvet, as long as you can use both of those Shitas, then you would recite a Bracha Achron. In Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he quotes that was the Shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well. However, in the Sefer of Zos HaBracha, he says that Rav Azriel Orbach, the son of Rav Shlomo Zalman, said that he had asked his father what he should do, and Rav Shlomo Zalman said, I have a Kabbalah that I'm supposed to say a bracha achrona, but you should paskin like the Mishnah Berurah, because people should generally paskin like the Mishnah Berurah, which is that was the comment that they quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So obviously, ideally, the best thing to do is to leave a revius that's cool enough that you can drink it pretty quickly. I would think that so many gedolei aposkim, at least gedolei aposkim Ashkenazim, would tell you to recite a bracha achrona even if you didn't leave over that amount of liquid. Rav Vadi Yosef and Rav Tzion Abba Shaul both point out that amongst the Sfardim, absolutely not. Absolutely no bracha achrona if you drank a hot drink slowly. Amongst the Sfardim, they don't do it. But Gedolei Ashkenazim, there are many, many poskim that would say that if you didn't do the Mishnah Berurah Zeitzah, that you should recite a bracha achrona.